As Michael mentioned, Prince was a tough businessman who at times fought the music establishment. He waged major battles to protect his work and railed against digital downloads, taking on the might of iTunes. Prince fan Rob Cox is an editor at Reuters Breaking News in New York, and he spoke with our business editor, Peter Ryan.
He should go down as the executive formerly known as Prince for some of the amazingly sort of maverick things he did during his career, particularly in fighting against the music and the technology establishments ever since he, you know, came out as a scantily clad kid from Minneapolis in 1978.
So Prince didn't just experiment in music. As you say, he also experimented in business and also fought the music establishment.
Yeah, let's not forget. Yet he was a product of the A&R music system that nurtured up-and-coming talents, right? So in 1976, he came out, he did a couple of records. They didn't do very well. It wasn't really until the early 80s when he really hit it big with his fifth studio record, 1999. We're going to party like it's 1999. And arguably were brought to extraordinary fame by the advent of MTV. But it was after that, shortly after that, in 1985, that he set up Paisley Park Records. And the idea was to basically do like the Beatles had done before, to basically own control and independence. The problem was Warner Music had helped bankroll the creation of Paisley Park Records, and the terms of their agreement became a bit of a problem.
And he caused a sensation by painting the word slave on his face in that fight with Warner Brothers over his label and changed his name to a symbol.
That's right. I mean, you know that there's lots of fights in music and between record companies and their artists. You see that all the time. But really, the Prince established this idea of independence in ways that I think really before the advent of digital downloads really hurt the record industry. You know, he was out there arguing for independence, ownership of your music and of your image, and to the extent that his name became the issue. I guess it was Squiggle or Symbol or the artist formerly known as Prince. And, you know, 20 years later, 10 years later, we'd start to see the record labels losing their power, not least because they're losing their financial grip. And now, it really, the power has shifted back to the artists and to the performers.
Prince also said the internet was completely over in 2010, and he railed against the likes of iTunes and YouTube. So he did leave a legacy for the rights of other artists.
Yeah, he did. That was fascinating. And, you know, don't forget, he also did not much like the streaming services and, in fact, pulled most of his music from them. But, you know, he's all along had this maverick approach to the industries who control whether it's, you know, his image or his videos or his music. But it shows you just the way Prince really was almost like hyper aware of the need for control. And I think in many ways you're going to find a lot of bands, a lot of musicians owe a real debt to Prince for that today.
Rob Cox from Reuters Breaking News in New York with our business editor Peter Ryan.